Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yo!
Yo!
My man, Nick Wright.
I am sorry, Flipback.
What?
Please forgive me.
Oh, I was joking with you, Nick. You know I'm joking.
No, you weren't. Laszlo, do you know what Slim Fast texted me?
No, I had no idea.
Do you really not know?
I don't know at all.
You think I read it to him? I've just texted you both. I text Nick, you know, if we haven't talked to him that week, I'll say, hey, sports day, if you want, you know, just let me know. And a lot of times he doesn't respond. I know he's very busy. But today I say, you never respond to me. You never call me. I don't expect you to do sports every week, let alone every day. But you at least text me back and say something like, leave me alone. By the way, I saw your old roommate the other night. And then that was it. That's all I said. And then he said, I'm sorry, you deserve better. And I said, I'm joking. I said, I'm joking. You can call whenever you want.
I text him back immediately. I'm sorry, you deserve better. I'll call today if you'll have me. I feel badly. Now, I will reveal something, however. As I alluded to last time that I was on with you guys, when I had to fly to Los Angeles, I'm at the one-yard line of a potential contract thing that would be good for me. And while I love this show and I've been doing this show longer than I've been with my wife, I always get a little nervous right before contract signing time that the old Church of Laszlo archives is going to come bite me in the ass.
I know, so man. I think about you all the time.
Back a bit. Every time. Did you guys see the story from, I think it was Oklahoma City, of the radio sports radio guys that just got fired?
No.
It was for a live mic incident in 2016.
What?
It was on the air in 2016. Now, what was said, one did say something pretty obviously racist about natives. Like, I don't really feel that terribly for him. But it's unbelievable that this went over the air on their broadcast in 2016. And, like, I guess it wasn't that big of a deal. But then got rediscovered. They're still working at the place.
Well, just so you know, Nick, for your sake and for everyone else's, that we have access to all of our archives, but not everyone else does. So they go back a little bit, but they don't go back that far.
Well, yeah, I know. But the more and more popular this show gets, the bigger and bigger it is. Whatever. It's fine. Listen, there's risk-reward with everything. And the risk for me is my career and my family's financial well-being, and the reward is almost nothing.
Laszlo will give you a job here. Laszlo, you give him a job, wouldn't you?
I don't have any jobs.
I'm saying, like, you'd let him do sports once a week and get him
man,
some Nick, coupons.
I love you.
Or something.
I don't got anything for you, man.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I know Laszlo would let me become, what's the name of the guy who fixes all the stuff around your house?
Kenny.
Yeah.
I think you'd let me become your Kenny, but I'm not even equipped for that. Like, I do think you'd help me out. You'd certainly let me crash in the man cave.
Of course.
But there's not. Yeah, listen, Laszlo would help me bury a body. That I know.
Right.
Would he be able to get me a job? I don't know if he has that juice anymore.
I'm barely hanging out of this one.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we're all friends here. We can be honest. Speaking of jobs, Have you guys talked at all? Do you care at all about the college head coach carousel?
Unbelievable to me, right?
So there's so many fascinating parts of this. If you don't know.
Although I did see somebody tweet real quick, Nick, and you'll love this. It said, Brian Kelly from Notre Dame, right? That's his name, Brian. Whatever. Coach Kelly from Notre Dame Just took the LSU job, which is very interesting because he's the kind of man who looks like Sprite just might be a tad too spicy for him.
Oh, that's my friend Dragonfly Jones tweeted that.
Okay, good.
Yeah. No, there's so much here. It actually all started in an odd way with Michigan. Because
yes.
Michigan State beating Michigan led to Mel Tucker, who's a good, but I don't think a definite great coach. He might be, but he's certainly not one of the most accomplished coaches in college football. We can all agree to that. It led to him getting $95 million.
Yes, because there was talk that he had been at LSU, worked with Saban a little bit, and then really in 1 year turned around Michigan State, and the thought was LSU is going to pay him the money. They're going to pay him LSU money. Michigan State was like, we don't want to go through that again. Just give him $95
million
now.
$95 million, Michigan State. And I understand everyone's like, oh, it's boosters paying the money. But it also, he is a state employee for a state that, best I can tell, can't afford the correct pipes everywhere. It's $95 million for the football coach. Okay, no problem. So then, Oklahoma.
But it is boosters paying it, but go on.
It is boosters paying it. My argument would be.
They could do it to something else, maybe, sure.
Right, they could buy the pipes,
right,
sure,
right.
But neither here nor there. So then Lincoln Riley, who's the offensive mastermind genius at Oklahoma, he, in a 12-hour period, goes from Oklahoma head coach to USC head coach. His contract is $110 million a year, plus USC is buying both of his houses from him in Norman, $500,000 over asking, so an extra million there, buying him a $6 million house in L.A., and unlimited use for his family of the USC private jet.
Right.
So it's like, oh, wow, okay, that's a pretty great deal for a college sports coach.
Then man, it is. You know, the other thing about that, just when you talk about it, and we won't get too in the weeds about it, but Oklahoma is going to the SEC. Now, yeah. Lincoln Riley has been a really, really good coach and been in the college football playoffs and has done wonderful things.
Yeah.
But going to the SEC is a whole different ballgame.
Correct.
It's a better league than what he was in. But now he gets to go to the Pac-12 in Los Angeles and really have to be better than Oregon and Washington.
Oregon.
Right? Washington's going to give you a couple good teams, but they just fired their coach too. So, you know, they're in trouble. Yeah. But really, so you got to go be better than Oregon as opposed to having to go to the SEC and being better than Alabama, Georgia, Florida, LSU. Like, the list goes on and on and on.
And his claim to fame is quarterbacks, right?
Right.
Baker Mayfield, number one pick Heisman. Kyler Murray, number one pick Heisman. Jalen Hurts goes from a guy who nobody thinks is going to play quarterback in the NFL to second-round pick and starting quarterback after one for Philly after 1 year at Oklahoma. Now he goes to the hotbed of quarterback talent of the country, Southern California.
Yeah.
Like the place where you know he's going to get the best quarterback in the country.
Well, because all those quarterbacks, I think all of them that you mentioned, are from Southern California.
Except for Baker, I think, right?
Okay, maybe. But, I mean, the list of them they were talking about that I read was like, all those guys from Southern California or Southern California ties left because the coaches at USC couldn't get them.
Wasn't any good.
Right, but now he's there to get them.
Now he's there. Okay, so that's fine. But then there's Notre Dame, which, if I think, Jordan, if two of the top five lose this weekend, which is absolutely in play because Alabama probably will lose. They're touchdown underdogs. Notre Dame would make the college football playoff.
Without a
coach. Their coach bounced for LSU. He got $95 million and only 50 hours of the private jet. Not unlimited. Really shows you where he stands compared to Lincoln Riley. And it is, and I don't know if you saw this yesterday, the college football playoff committee said, by the way, when evaluating who makes the playoff, we absolutely take into account player and coach availability.
Right, of course.
Now, let me add one other thing to it. The undefeated Cincinnati Bearcats, who, if they win this weekend, will be in the playoff, their coach might leave them for Notre Dame.
Right, and if they leave, then what?
Then what? Then who knows? I think Luke Fickle should have to. So here's the thing.
Now, let me throw one thing out there just for people listening in Detroit where we are. And you know I'm a Michigan football fan. Before this season, everybody was bad-mouthing Harbaugh, except for me. Yep. You have to agree with me. I was like, man, it takes a long time to turn around a team. And I loved his statement over the weekend when he was talking about Ryan Day at Ohio State. Some people are born on third base and think they hit a triple, which is what he was saying was, you know what? You came in, you took over a team that Urban Meyer had as a pretty well-oiled machine. And before that, it was pretty good with Tressel. I came in and take over a team with that was Rich Rod and Hoke, a little bit of a difference, right?
Yep.
But absolutely. Everybody was bad-mouthing him, and they cut his salary almost in half. And then he beats, and in this year with the coaching carousel and everything going where it is, with his salary in half, is he the kind of guy who says, you know what, I got to the college football playoff, I said what I was going to do at Michigan, I'm going to go coach the Bears?
Well, maybe. I mean, you text me that, and I think it's a fascinating idea. That he goes and coaches, you know, Justin Fields and the Bears. That's his final kind, because he is such kind of a mercurial guy. But I want to give him credit, because I don't know if you talked about it. The thing he did yesterday.
Oh, unbelievable!
They cut his salary in half from $8 million to $4 million, but they gave him the opportunity essentially to make that $4 million back by beating Ohio State, by winning the Big Ten. Are they in the East or the West? What in their division?
Right.
By winning their division, by winning their conference, by making the college football playoff. He donated back all of his incentives money, which at this point is over $1 million, and by the end of the thing might be $4 million, to the athletic program to give to the people who had their salaries cut or lost jobs because of the pandemic pay cut.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I mean, he's a good dude.
He's a good guy and a good football coach, like a really good football coach. I just hope that of all the years of people discounting his greatness and that Michigan fan who has been like, well, he can't win the big one. And I just hope that he doesn't just leave because of it, right?
I don't think he will. I would be surprised, because he does love the school.
He does.
And they, you know, what is true is that all of a sudden it does feel like Michigan, why can't what they did to Ohio State, an Ohio State team that was kicking the crap out of everybody, what they did to them, why can't they feel like we can compete for a national championship now, not just this year, but the next couple years.
Right.
Like, they should feel that way. I mean, that was a dominant performance.
And once you do those things, once you get into the Big Ten championship game, once you get into the college football playoff, then that only helps recruiting. Like, you're only going to get better now.
Correct. 100%.
Yeah, so I think it's exciting. But with all the players and coaches, like, you know, I think, what was his name? The guy from Duke got fired. Nobody even knew.
Yeah, so here... So
like the coach from Duke got fired. Nobody even mentioned it because there's so many coaches moving.
Let me throw this one idea at you, and then we can go. Because I don't think in college sports, where you go and recruit 16-year-olds as the coach to their parents, we're going to turn your young man into a man, that coach movement is great. I understand it's part of it, but I don't think it's great. I also think, obviously, it's not good for coaches to bail on teams that could win the championship a month before the championship. So here's the thing I think the NCAA should do. You can fire your coaches whenever you want. You can hire whoever you want. Contracts evidently don't matter. However, your new coach cannot take over the position until his season is officially over. So if you want to hire Brian Kelly, you can, but the tax on that is, you're going to get hit in the mouth in recruiting this year,
right?
Because he's not going to be able to be there for a month. I think that would incentivize.
The only thing that I would say against that, Nick, in years past, I would absolutely agree with you. But now with the transfer portal, kids can go wherever they want.
No, that's true.
Right? Like before, it was like, oh, I signed this thing to Notre Dame, and now my entire staff is leaving. I got to play at Notre Dame, and they're going to hire, you know, Skip Holtz. Great. That sucks, well, and no, I'm stuck. Correct. But now I can just be like, dude, I'm out. I'm going with my guy to USC. Well, right. All right,
which
then.
Does make it more professional. Which, right, by the way, I'll tell you guys this, and then I really do have to go. There is a movie coming out in November called National Champions. The premise of it is the best player in the country the week before the national championship game says, I'm not playing unless we all get paid.
Yeah.
And at the very beginning of that movie, J.K. Rowling is in it. The guy from, you guys know J.K. Rowling.
Sure, of course.
He's like the star coach. Whiplash and other things.
J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons. J.K.
Spider-Man.
J.K. Rowling did Harry Potter, I believe.
Yeah, you're talking about Spider-Man.
Yeah, J.K. Simmons. The opening scene of that movie is some of your favorite sportscasters talking about the kid and the game and everything, and you might, you know, you might see your boy on the silver screen here coming around.
What? Oh, you're going to be in a movie.
Are you serious?
I'm in the opening of the movie. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Good for you. And you still call here.
Yeah, man, well, yeah. Until
when I pity him.
Everything. That's
when
true.
I pity him.
I'll talk to you guys.
All right, love you, Nick.
Thanks, Nick. See ya.
Love you, too. Bye.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Wow. Yo.
Yo.
You good?
I'm good.
Good.
I could use a little advice from all of you.
Uh-oh.
I spent, like, you ever do that thing where you go home and you're sitting in front of your TV and you're looking at everything on Prime, Hulu, Netflix?
Sure.
I mean, mm-hmm. I was looking at Peacock. Like, everything I have.
I enjoy Peacock.
I do, too. But
well,
I
you
feel
say
like,
that like it's a bad option.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that it's not one people are quick to recommend because sure. They assume you don't have it. But I ended up watching, like, an old movie. I need something good to watch. I know I need to watch that Will Ferrell, Paul Rudd thing.
Yeah, I watched that. I got like three episodes in
and
on Apple.
The reviews are mixed.
I don't really understand how they could be mixed.
Okay. I trust you.
The story's good. If you already know the story, then you already know the story, but it doesn't make... And it's Will Ferrell and Paul Rudd. What do you think? Like they're bad
that's
my, actors?
No, that's, I like to see
like,
them
are giving
serious.
Them bad acting reviews?
Like, no. I think, like I've listened to a really long podcast about that story, which I'd never heard of, and I wish I hadn't because I would have rather watched it with Paul Rudd and Will Ferrell. So I just wonder is like, you know, are the people who are somewhat positive in the reviews like, well, the story's crazy. Already knowing the story, I do want to see Will. I like Will Ferrell as a serious actor, though.
Yeah, he's great.
It's fun to watch. And I assume he's the patient, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Paul Rudd's the shrink.
Yeah, the shrink. So I do want to watch that. But I kept thinking, like, man, there's been so many documentaries Lazlo's told me to watch or Jeremy or someone, and I just could not find anything. So I need something to watch tonight, but I'll find something. You know, privilege
oh,
problems.
There's that new documentary about that girl who escaped her house of terror or whatever
oh,
it's called.
I saw
okay,
that.
What is this? Hold on, I don't know. What is this?
I almost started to watch it last night. Yes.
Yeah.
What's it on?
I keep seeing that come up. What is it on? It
might be on Hulu, right?
I think it might be on Hulu, you're right.
Is it the Turpin Kids?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We watched that.
Or House of
Horror. Oh, the 2020 thing?
The 2020 thing with Diane Sawyer.
I cried.
Yeah, we watched
yeah,
that.
It would be really sad.
We texted each other.
Jeremy texted me that Friday night that it came out and said, are you watching 2020? I said, I'm a Dateline guy. You know that.
Oh.
48 Hours. 2020 is cheesy. I watch that on a Sunday morning when I'm bored. She's like, no. This is a Diane Sawyer 2020.
So good.
Mm. I was like, oh. So then I went to watch it. And I was like, it's not up yet. It's not up. And finally around midnight, it popped up on Hulu. And I turned it on. Have you watched it, Laszlo?
No.
Oh, those poor kids.
Look, I know you're not like a huge Dateline 48 Hours guy. Forget about all that.
Okay.
Do you remember us talking about it in headlines when that house was discovered? The girl escaped, the 17-year-old girl, her and her like 14 siblings or 13 siblings, whatever it was, had been being abused all those years. Their parents, you know, were hiding under the guise of being some sort of religious fanatics or something. But the kids were chained up to beds, malnourished, the whole thing.
Yeah.
They lived in a nice house.
Yeah.
And at that point in California.
The oldest kid was 29, but he looked like he was in his teens.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The youngest kid was like 2, and they were all chained.
But the girl who escapes is like 17 years old when she escapes. And she says, like, basically what happened was when you're raised around this, that's all you know. That's your normal. Mm-hmm. They weren't allowed TV. They weren't allowed any of that stuff. Obviously no internet. But then somehow an older sibling had gotten a hold of like an old iPhone.
Yeah.
And the 17-year-old sister and her siblings had gotten a hold of this, and they were using it to watch Justin Bieber videos and stuff. They figured out how to watch Justin Bieber videos. And they're like, you know, maybe our lives aren't good and maybe even we're being abused. So this girl escaped her home at 17 years old, literally jumped out of a window and just started running. And she'd managed to get a hold of a phone. She'd never called anyone in her life, Laszlo, at 17. She had never had a conversation with someone outside of her immediate family.
Okay.
Forget about a stranger. She'd never had a conversation with someone outside of her immediate family. She manages to get a hold of this phone and she'd learned how to call 911. And in that 911 call, they play you the whole thing. And you can tell every time the dispatcher would say, like, okay, one second. The girl's like, hello? Are you there? Because she doesn't know how telephone conversations work.
Right.
When they finally, the dispatcher at first is really skeptical about what's going on. They just think another runaway. Let's get the police there and get them back to their home.
Yeah.
She finally realizes as she's talking to this girl, there's something wrong with her cadence,
yeah.
Her lexicon, her vocab is just not there. There's something wrong.
She doesn't understand a lot of the words, like simple words.
Yeah. Are you on any medication? Meditation?
What is medication?
What's that?
Oh, she has no idea.
She has no clue. So when the police officer responds, you know, the dispatch puts out the thing saying we've got this kid. He apparently had been working like a double shift or something and says, all right, I'm on my way home. I'll go check in on this. He's thinking as well, it's a runaway. I'll take her home. But there's all body cam footage of when he arrives and meets this girl for the first time. How long would you say it took him to realize there was something serious? Not long.
Not very long.
And he's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, based on what we saw, he seemed like a good guy. He handled it well.
Yeah.
I thought the way that the police handled that whole thing, actually, was stand up. Like, keeping her safe, making sure that the other kids were safe,
mm-hmm.
not putting any, you know, you see so many stories about, oh, why'd you put him back in there? They got abused again.
Right.
They handled it well.
Yeah.
And as these kids start coming out, Laszlo, the oldest daughter,
yes.
who's now in her 30s, she had gone to elementary school through like maybe third grade. And then they took her out of school and that was it. The rest of them never went to school.
Because they only bathed once a year. They were only allowed to take a bath once a year.
So she became the
smelly kid at school. And when the parents started realizing that, they pulled her out of school and started doing homeschooling. And they also noticed that they were only clean from the wrist down because they would make them wash their hands, but they couldn't wash the rest of their bodies.
Yeah.
So these were things that people were starting to notice. So they just pulled everybody in and...
Yeah.
30 years later, we're still doing this.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the 17-year-old girl works up
the
courage.
Well, we've got stuff to watch, but what about you?
Me?
Yeah, we can watch that. I haven't seen that yet. Have you, Julia?
I watched it.
No, but I feel like I'm going to have a hard time watching it.
No. I'm telling you.
I'm really sensitive to stuff like that.
Diane Sawyer's probably the best news person in America.
Yeah.
Okay.
Best in the business. And when she sits down with those girls, you know how a lot of anchors will say, well, that must have made you feel weird trying to get that, elicit a little tear. Mm-hmm. She is just the opposite. She says, do you need to take a break? Let's take a break. She manages to get these girls to open up, and you're rooting for them. By the way, the system fails them after the fact in foster homes and everything else. But it's all worth knowing. We need to know about this.
Right.
But it's really one of the best.
Yeah, I keep seeing it at the top of everything, and I am curious about the story, but I'm just like, I don't know if I can
handle
this.
Have you gone through all of the Last Chance U's and stuff? Because that's spent so much of my time.
I watched the...
There's so many of them, and they're great.
That's
true. You
know,
Friday Night Tykes, Last Chance U, that city in Ohio, you know, Chasing Varsity Blues is one. Like, there's so many good sports
it's hard for me to get
documentaries broke. Where there's, you know, it's about kids and where it's right. like you don't really have to be a fan of sports to be like, oh, it's about America itself.
Yes.
Right?
Agreed. I watched the first three seasons of Last Chance U, and I know there's at least four now
right.
or five, but that's one of those things that's like a little harder for me to get broke. Like, we're going to watch this junior high school or junior college there's football
fifth
thing,
grade
you know.
Football players.
I love that show that we used to watch on Vanity
Friday
Fair.
Night
about, is that Friday Night Tights?
I still got it.
And then Amazon Prime has one, too, that I see mm-hmm. advertised, but I yep. never watch it. I do have a problem with it. Even though it's the richest company in the world, richest guy in the world, I scroll through Amazon, and I'm like, all right, here's their originals. And I go, that's an Amazon original. I don't know. Because sometimes I feel like people will recommend one of those, and then you start watching. Like, it was good for a while, and they're like, you know, you really like it. Like, actually, I liked it at the beginning for a while.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Is there anything on Amazon that people just keep watching and talk about all the time? There's so many things.
I haven't watched it. Of course I haven't. But the one about the women.
The women. On Prime?
Yeah, isn't that a Prime show? The Stepford Wives?
Is it something
story?
Like that?
I don't think that's exclusive to Prime.
It's not?
Oh, is it something that... From
what,
like
you know what
network?
I'm talking about?
No.
Stepford Wives?
Yeah,
I don't,
but it's like a Stepford Wives thing, but it's
yeah.
called something else.
And it's like a movie or a show, you think?
It's a show. I think it's got...
Huh. No idea.
Oh, man.
Well, if anyone can think of anything or has
you
a recommendation,
I think of it.
You can send us a message on Twitter, Instagram, at Church of Laszlo. You can add us on Twitter, obviously.
Yellowstone, whatever. People like?
Is that... Yeah,
oh,
yellow,
yeah, that's the... Yellow, country, the cowboy show, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
But
there's
love
Yellow
it.
Jackets.
Yeah,
that's
Yellow
another
Jacket.
One on
I wanted
time.
To start that, but there's only like two episodes.
Yeah, I don't know what that is yet.
Ah,
that... You know what's coming back, though? And you guys probably don't even like it or watch it. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Have you seen there's a new trailer for the new season
okay.
for that?
I didn't
that
like the last
show
season.
Is so good.
I agree, but I thought the last season was just... it was okay. But I felt like it was losing its luster a little. You didn't?
No.
Okay.
I cannot wait. I saw the trailer today and got really excited.
I will watch it. When's it come out?
February, I believe.
I'll watch it for sure. I'm looking at Yellowstone now. This is on Paramount Plus. Never heard of this. So this is a Western?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, people
yeah.
love
Western,
it, man.
That's the word.
Okay, I'll check that out. I have not watched that. I do want to watch the Yellow Jacket thing. That's the show
that
type thing, right?
Really
where
good.
They were like in a plane yeah. crash and becomes Lord of the Flies.
Oh, I
but
don't
I'm so now... accustomed to shows just dumping all at once.
Yeah, no, you gotta wait.
But Showtime and those networks are like, we're gonna go ahead and make you wait
yeah.
once a week. You're good with that, aren't you? A
I
woman
am.
Of rules.
I like it.
You
well,
like waiting once a week.
I like the rules, but I like having something to look forward to.
But I forget.
I like knowing that on Friday or Saturday or whatever, there's a new episode.
I forget.
Like that.
I forget that it's gonna be on, and I forget what I watched the week before because mm-hmm. my memory sucks. So
well,
I'm
watch
just,
the recap. Don't skip the recap.
That's true. That's
watch
true.
Watch it.
I need to. I'll start Yellow Jackets tonight. That's at least one or two episodes. I guess I'll look into this Yellowstone. I can't believe Laszlo would even mention this. This looks like a pure country.
I haven't watched it, but I know people love it.
Oh, the woman in is a woman from True Detective season two.
Kevin Costner.
Oh,
in
Kevin
it
Costner.
Too,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it's a big deal. A lot of people have watched it.
I was thinking of The Handmaid's Tale, but that's Hulu.
Oh yeah, and that got boring after
Stepford
a couple
Wives.
Seasons.
You thought Stepford Wives?
Yeah,
goes, I
Handmaid's
get it.
Tale. Okay. Stepford Wives. They all dress right. like that,
yeah,
right?
Women under control.
I haven't seen a second of it, so that's what I just assumed.
We ain't too proud to beg. Please listen longer.
The Church of Laszlo.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign
sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yo.
Yo. Hey, remember a while back I said there was that stupid article that said Gen Z's not having sex as often?
By the way, just so you know, I looked it up, and they say both books, this is where I got it, Handmaid's Tale and Stepford Wives, are stories and books that speculate on life in the West without women's liberation or feminism. That's without where they're life. Connected.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Right. Yeah. That's women's liberation. Connected. All right. Do you remember I read you that article about how Gen Z isn't having sex and you're like, this is stupid. And I basically agreed, like, you're right, it is stupid because they're younger and whatever. They're going to have sex.
Right.
But this whole thing was saying that they don't. Well, I got good news for you because this just came out today. It's 2021. The world is a little more stressful or maybe even a lot more stressful than it was 10 years ago.
Okay.
But there is some good news. In this poll, it was a poll on sexual relations. They said only 19% of people right now are saying that they're not having sex at all. It was almost 25% 10 years ago. So almost a quarter of people down to 19% are saying they're not having sex. And 5% of people are saying that they have sex every single night, which is up from 3%. 2011. So you got more people every night, fewer people not at all. 12% of people said that they get it on 3 to 4 times a week versus 16% in 2011. So that one's actually down a little bit, but maybe because other people are having it every night. 21% said they do it once or twice a week versus 26% then. And 14%.
Every night's too much.
It's too much. And if you're in a relationship where someone says, why don't you want to have sex with me every night? Because you're not a stranger. I mean, I'm sorry. I love you. I love you.
Right.
I love you. I love you.
But if there's a stranger in my bed every night, I could do it. But only for a limited amount of time.
You'd run out of that, too.
Right. Yes. But if there's a I would have sex with a stranger more than I would with somebody I'm having a relationship with.
It's like saying, why aren't you excited to drive this car? You're still making payments on it. Well, it's not brand new.
I've had it for like 9 months.
Right. And then you go, you don't like it?
I want to get rid of it. I love it.
Well, I thought you said it was the best car you ever had. It is. But if there was a different car out there. And by the way, it could be a lesser car.
And as ladies, are you like, again, Julie, can I hear you sigh like this, these guys?
I'm just letting you guys go.
You agree.
You agree. You
wait, but really, wouldn't it be nice if there was a different, really attractive guy in your bed every night?
No.
What?
Women are weird.
Are you serious? Jeremy didn't answer, by the way.
Weird.
Jeremy didn't answer. She's like,
I'm just letting Julia take this one.
Come on, help.
I love that she is now on my side.
Right. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't, you're not interested in that at all?
No.
No, it's a lot of work.
All right.
It is a lot of work.
I know what every single person.
And new penises are scary.
Right.
Really?
What?
They're never what you expect them to be.
How so?
It's just never good.
I've seen a lot of porn. They're different shapes and sizes, but
yeah,
basically what I expect. Same function.
Yeah, I've never seen one and went.
It's like a steering wheel.
Yeah.
Some of them, you know, they move up, they move down a little bit.
And
sometimes
you're like, I don't like the steering wheel in this car, but everything else is nice.
Right. Yeah. And the steering wheel, even though I don't like it, it's like I can get used to it.
I know how it works. Right.
You can get used to it. We can't.
Yes, really. Exactly.
Left turns, that sucks. If it only makes right turns and it's a little shaky when you hit 25 miles an hour, that's no fun either.
I've never met a vagina that I didn't understand its working capabilities.
No. Well, they're different.
They're different. You're like, that one feels
so
weird.
Much.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
So much.
Oh, my God.
I know what everyone in this room drives, like what their personal automobile is. And I believe, in my heart of hearts, that if a 2004 Toyota Prius, I've never driven a Prius before, 2004 Toyota Prius, I think Toyota would be okay with me saying one of the most boring cars ever built, but efficient, right? If it were in the driveway tonight, as we leave here to go home, we go, this is kind of fun and different. I've never been in a Prius. What do I do? Where's the gear shifter? Oh, right. It's sort of electric. I've never done this. It's not going to be fun for a long time, but tonight, for the first time, it'd be kind of fun.
I'm going to ride home.
Right. It's not saying it's better. It's
just
different.
Once I get home, then I'm like, man, I hope my car's back.
Right, me too. Exactly.
Right.
Which is a testament to you ladies and how much we do love you. And we are capable of appreciating what we have. It just doesn't mean that once in a while to take a test drive isn't kind of exciting. Now, you say, I don't want you taking test drives. That's fine, and I get it. Mm-hmm. I get why you don't want me to take a test drive every
night. Because the car might be better.
It might be better eventually. So just don't, just stop taking test drives.
Because that's the problem. You take a test drive, and yeah, it's a 2004 Camry. You don't like, I don't like these. But you get in that 2004 Camry, and you're like, oh, I wonder what a 2020 Toyota's like, because this
what about that
is a little bit different than what I used to have.
Here's the problem. You get in every car and just slam on the gas and expect it to go 0 to 60 in 2 seconds, whether it's a Prius or a Ferrari.
That's not true.
The problem.
That's true.
A Prius we know is not going to be fast.
I'm fine with it.
But
it's just different.
Either way, I'm hitting the accelerator. I'm with you,
you're
Janet.
You're still going to gas it as hard as you possibly can.
But it's also the other little functions. Look at the accessories.
No,
I'm not used to these accessories.
I like my current car. All my stuff's in it. I know where it is.
Exactly.
Hey, look, I may fool the accessories, but you're right, Jenny. I'm putting the accelerator to the floor.
Well, we're still going to see what it's capable of.
Exactly.
Of course. And I don't believe that you're not. This is the great manipulation.
No.
It is. It is. Just say, oh, I don't know how a penis works. It's different. Oh, give me a break.
No, we're not saying
we didn't say we don't know how it works.
We're saying you don't know how it works with us.
Yeah, it's like one of those mystery flavor 99s. You just don't know.
No, that's true.
So this is going to flatter me, actually. Are you saying that when we're with you for a while, we do know how it works with you?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I thought.
No.
So if we never know how, if we never know how it works, what difference does it make if it's
this is about us.
They're all Ferraris to me. We're going as fast as we can.
That's right.
We get to that finish line, baby.
That's right.
Go. Yay.
That's right. And sometimes the car breaks down before you get home.
If it's a 2004 Camry, we're still hitting the floor with it. Let's go.
Yeah, I agree. Totally. I just, I find it very hard to believe that you don't understand. Maybe you don't have to relate, but at least understand when we say it's just different. That's all. It's just different. It's not better. It's just different. Sometimes it's better. Sometimes it is better.
I mean, it can be nicer, too. You can,
Yeah, it can be nicer.
Friday night,
you
take it to the car wash, get it all cleaned up.
And sometimes it's better for just a week. And then after a week, you're like, I'm sick of this car. I'm sick of the gas mileage. It cost me so much money.
Put a shine on it.
Yeah.
How did they always end up turning us into cars, Julia?
I don't know.
I think
you started it. Staring into the distance now, thinking about my life.
All right, all right. I love both of you ladies. You're wonderful. And I would never think about a test drive with either one of you.
You would always slam on the accelerator. I know.
Yes,
I know.
I would.
I do want to see what CarMax gives me as an offer tonight on you, but that's all. And then, by the way, it's just out of curiosity.
Blue book value might be a little lower than
just
you expect.
Check. The market's hot right now. If I could get a really good deal on you, then,
someone's going to have to send me an offer.
Someone's going to have to send me an offer.
Give me an offer. I'm like a lazy third baseman. I'm like, I'm not going to chase it, but if someone wants my car for their car, man, all right.
We can discuss.
All right. Hey, I don't know. Good show, Mikey. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. the MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.